The first reading for the Feast of All Saints is from the Revelation to St. John, chapter 7. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes? And from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from 1 John chapter 3. "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure." This is the word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Already, but not yet. This sounds like a contradiction. How can something at the same time be already and also not yet? It sounds like a contradiction, yet this phrase captures a truth conveyed in the scripture readings appointed for the Feast of All Saints. The Gospel, the Beatitudes Jesus spoke to his disciples on the Mount, speaks both in the present tense, "Theirs is the kingdom of heaven," and "Your reward is great in heaven," but also in the future tense, "They shall be comforted, shall inherit the earth, shall see God, and shall be called sons of God." Jesus describes a blessedness that is both a present reality, albeit hidden from sight for the time being, and also at the same time, a future hope. The Apostle John is more explicit about the already, but not yet, reality of our Christian existence in the excerpt we heard from his first letter. And please take these words personally as I read them again. "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. You are a child of God. This statement should astonish and amaze. If you've paid any attention at all to what the scriptures say about your natural condition, it's unimaginable, too good to be true. After all, according to the testimony of God's word, you were by nature a child of wrath, an enemy of God, a son of disobedience. The best you could do, your most righteous deeds, according to the scriptures, were like a polluted garment, a rag soaked with toxic waste, flung in God's face. There was nothing good that dwelt in you, that is, in your flesh. As Jesus himself said in last week's gospel reading, at best, you had the status of a slave who has no permanent place in the house of God. You were separated from Christ, having no hope and without God in the world. That's how it was. That's what the scripture says about you and me. But now, John writes, see what kind of love the Father has given to you, that you of all people, you should be called a child of God. And so you are. Realize you're not just called a child of God. You actually are a child of God. This is truly astonishing. It would be unbelievable, except that the one who inspired John to write it is not a man that he should lie. In love, the Father has made you his own child. He did it by giving his only son, giving him into death on a cross, so that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. The formal ceremony of adoption was your baptism, when God put his name on you, the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and washed away your sin, so that henceforth you would be his child and heir, and he would be your God and Savior. Because of Jesus' blood and righteousness, when the Father looks at you, he sees no sin to hold against you. Clothed with Christ, he regards you as being without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, holy and without blemish, holy as he is holy. That's what it means when John writes, beloved, we are God's children now, already. And he goes on, and what we will be has not yet appeared. What we will be. This is the not yet. As great and wonderful as having become a child of God is, there's more to come. Part of it, certainly, will be appearance catching up with reality. Your status as a child of God is not yet evident. The world doesn't know it, and sometimes even you can wonder about it. Earlier we sang, we feebly struggle. For the time being, what we will be has not yet appeared. To all the world, there's no discernible difference in the blessedness or glory of those who are children of God and those who are enemies of God. They experience joys and endure sorrows equally, alike suffer misfortunes and celebrate successes. What we will be is not a complete mystery, though. In the first reading, we are given a description of what it will be like when our Lord appears, when Jesus returns and gathers to himself the sum total of all who hoped in him. Every believer throughout all history whom he purified to be pure as he is pure. That's what the laundering of the robes of the great multitude in the blood of the Lamb is all about. The robes of the saints become intensely white, as no one on earth could bleach them, when they are washed in the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus, God's Son, which cleanses us from all sin. On that day, the last day of this world and the beginning of the new heaven and the new earth, on that day, all the children of God from Adam and Eve to the very last person baptized before the final trumpet will be gathered before the throne and before the Lamb, their lowly bodies having been transformed to be like Jesus' own glorious body. This is the yet more glorious day when believers feebly struggling and souls now shining in glory will have been united in one great choir, rejoicing that salvation belongs to their God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And that God and the Lamb have given that salvation to sinners as a gift. On that day, what we will finally be revealed. Faith will give way to sight. Hope will be fully realized. Every tribulation of this life will be ended. Temptation and sin will have been overcome forever. There will be no more death, no more mourning, no more crying, no more pain. Basking in the presence of the Lamb, sheltered in the care of your good shepherd, hunger and thirst and sun and scorching heat won't ever trouble you again. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be your shepherd. And he will guide you to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from your eyes. What we will be is eternally blessed, eternally content, eternally grateful. For the dwelling of God will be with us, and he will live with us. We will be his people, and God himself will be with us and be our God. What a day that will be. And so we rejoice today that already we are the children of God, and we pray for the fulfillment of all that God has promised, the day when what we will be is fully realized, the day the great tribulation of this life will be past, the day when with all the saints, we will be welcomed into the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, and will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And so we join in the prayer of the Church of all ages. Even so, Lord Jesus, come, quickly come. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting. Amen.